Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys once again for joining the Nine Innings Podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 99 Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. Follow us on all social media channels at Not ICAP or at MLB2CFP. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. And today we're talking about more of this. We know the current administration is coming after your benefits. We talked about the high five to high three, changing the pension calculations. We talked about removing the Social Security supplement. We also talked about all the other things that are coming down the way. But today we're going to talk about the TSP trap. Are you making mistakes with your federal retirement plan? I want to dig deep and give you a little bit of insight. So, without further ado, let's get it. Welcome. So today we're talking about your thrift savings plan, also known as the TSP, and why so many people are either underutilizing it, misusing it, or just plain confused about how it fits in their retirement plan. Whether you're 5 years out, 5 years from retirement, 5 years in retirement, I'm going to walk you through what you need to know about the TSP in 2025, including why the G fund may not be your friend, the Roth versus traditional TSP debate, the biggest allocation mistake I see over and over again, and how changes to your federal benefits should shape your investment choices now and moving forward. So let's start with here. What the TSP really is and what it is not. So first, what is the TSP? If in the federal system, the TSP is your primary retirement savings vehicle. Think of it like a 401k for government workers. You can contribute pre-tax, traditional, or post-tax Roth. The government gives you a match up to 5% if you contribute. And you've got six investment funds, the G, the F, the C, the S, the I, and L funds. But here's where people kind of mess up. The TSP is only good as how you use it. Just contributing is not enough. You've got to understand where your money is going and what it is doing. So let's start with the G fund myth. So this government securities fund is exactly what it is. And I get it. It feels safe. It feels comfortable. It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. It's not going anywhere, we hope. But safety has a cost. And that cost is growth. Right now, the G fund hovers around 3.5 to 4% based on the Fed funds rates and what Treasury yields are. That sounds pretty good until you factor in inflation, which in 2024 averaged around 3.4%, basically wiping away all your returns. So you're barely breaking even in real dollar terms. Here's the trap. A lot of folks nearing retirement want to say, you know what? I can't afford all of this volatility. This man is throwing words around like tariffs, taxes, all of these things. I don't want to deal with it. I can't afford another 2008. I get it. Here is the trap. Going in 100% G fund, thinking you're protecting yourself, but in reality, often leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. You've seen it before. I've talked about it ad nauseum. Missing some of the best recovery days can cost you thousands of dollars of market returns. Getting in and out of markets can cost you thousands of dollars of market returns. Here's a quick example. Let's just say you've got $300,000 in your TSP and you move it all into the G fund for your last 10 years. Granted, if anybody did that, you need to contact the financial professional and make sure that, hey, we don't make this mistake. But let's just say you're earning 3.5% per year annually. That's $424,000. Staying moderately invested at 6%, that's $537,000. That's $113,000 of difference just by moving money into a G fund versus keeping it invested. Now, we can all say, but Kevin, 10 years. Don't you remember what happened between 2000 and 2009? Those were 0% returns. I don't want that. I could have been in a nice CD or nice fixed income investment, not outside of bonds, nice bond-like return, getting 3 or 4 or 5% or 6%, depending on how I locked my returns in. You could have, for sure. But in this case, that is not the answer, because this is where we talk about full comprehensive financial planning, building your plan in place, building an income stream, using your TSP, using your Social Security, using your FERS, and showing you exactly how all this could operate efficiently. So we just talked about the G fund myth. Now let's talk about Roth versus traditional and why it matters now. This is where many people just default to traditional because, hey, you know what? I'm at my highest income years. I'm going to be making less money in retirement. So therefore, I should be in a lower tax environment. And that's just good tax planning. In theory, it is. And people often do this because this is what everyone else does. You save pre-tax, you get a deduction now, and you pay taxes in retirement. But here is the caveat. With all the current talk about cutting federal deficits, federal benefits, eliminating the FERS supplement, and even raising tax rates, even though they're trying to lower tax rates, but they're going to eventually have to raise tax rates. And by the way, just as a caveat, the effective tax rate on most individuals has actually increased due to tariffs. Just FYI on that. This is not a political statement. We might be in the lowest tax environment we've seen for a while. Currently, because things will have to change, especially if we want to fully fund Social Security. So if you're younger or in your peak earning years, using Roth TSP, where you can pay tax now, but your money grows tax-free, may be a better play. Now, peak earning years, maybe not so much, but growing your money tax-free is powerful. Think of the long game. Especially for folks who will retire without the FERS supplement, you'll be relying more on your TSP than ever, so tax-free withdrawals in retirement matter. Remember, Roth TSP doesn't have income limits. You can make $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $500,000 a year. It does not matter. You can still use it. Now let's talk about allocation. Misrebalancing. One of the biggest mistakes I see, the set it and forget it investing approach. People pick an L fund once, maybe a 2040 or 2050, and never touch it again. Or worse, they manually choose G and C funds and just leave it. No rebalancing, no reaccessing. This is when the financial advisor and you should come together and have conversations. But what happens? You became overweight in stocks during the market crash. You became too conservative right when you still needed the growth. You forgot to align your mix with your real retirement date. I always tell clients this. TSP isn't complicated, but it's not a hands-off approach either. You need to check your allocations once or twice a year, and hopefully you have a financial advisor where you guys can have that conversation, and make sure you're not drifting into a mix that doesn't match or meet your financial goals. This is powerful. I have plenty of government employees we have these conversations with, and we want to make sure that their allocations are exactly as they wish they were. And when volatility hits, we're not met with any surprises. This is the beauty of having a wonderful relationship with a financial advisor, hopefully a CFP professional. I'm speaking my book, of course. And having a dedicated operative to bounce ideas off of. Let's get to the crux of this thing, because I know my last podcast on FERS and the high five and the Social Security supplement and how all these things could change, how it may impact you. I am not going to sugarcoat this. Like, they are coming after federal benefits. So what do these new federal cuts mean to you? Because you may need more from your TSP. So this part is very critical. With all the recent proposals, eliminating the FERS supplement, moving the high three to high five pension calculators, even reclassifying you as under Schedule F, it means one thing. You may need to lean on your TSP more than ever. And that means you need to remain invested, but you also need to be smarter with your TSP. You can't just assume your pension will carry the load anymore. TSP could be your primary income stream in retirement, especially if you retire before 62. So ask yourself, are you contributing enough? Is that pension calculation on the website, is it giving you the numbers that you think you're going to need to produce the level of income you will need if said thing were to happen? For example, if you decide to retire at 57 and that supplement's no longer there, how much should I be putting into my TSP so I can offset the fact that the supplement may not be there? Are you in the right mix of funds? When do I expect to retire? Am I still in the growth stage of my life? And quite frankly, you never really grow out of the growth stage, because retirement is not a five-year plan. It's a 30-year plan. It's a 35-year plan for some. Especially when you're retiring at 57, you have another 40 years for some of you. So it's important to understand that you still need to remain invested in a growth mindset, but have an allocation and other assets that can offset any risk of sequence of returns. Are you using the Roth if it makes sense for your tax future? I mentioned this previously because, you know what? I believe taxes are going to go higher. How much higher? I do not know. But something's got to give. We have a fiscal deficit of $36 trillion. And we have another $5 trillion bogey with this new tax plan. So it's going to go higher moving forward. We just don't know when. And are you being too safe too soon? Are you all in the G fund? Are you concerned about what's going on in the current market space? Because you're concerned that we can get a 20% dip on any weekend, which is possible. But the moral of the story is, don't allow the interim to impact your future. Missing any of these days, I know there was a day there was like an 8% or 7% or 8% return in the market in a single day. It was ridiculous. And we know that's not common. But when you're missing the days like that, it's costing you money of life, costing you lifetime income. So this is why getting with a CFP professional is powerful, to make sure they can hold your hand during these trying times. So I hope this has been a valuable use of your time. So let's wrap this up. Let's close this out with just a few clear takeaways. I want you to log into your TSP account. Look at the current allocation. Where's your money going? Two, consider Roth for at least a part of your contributions, especially if your salary or mid, or if you're early in your career or mid-career, or if you believe taxes are going up. Three, get out of the G fund. Having some there, depending on where you are, is good, but at least don't just live there. It's not a long-term growth engine. Use it strategically, not emotionally. Four, rebalance once or twice a year. Don't let your risk drift off course. And lastly, your TSP might have to do a little bit more lifting than it used to. And it's important to understand how that works. Thank you guys for joining the Nine Innings Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. Follow us on all social media channels at 9iCap or at MLB2CFP. Thank you guys once again. I am here for you. Like I said before, you are the backbone of making things work in our society. You have been pushed aside, deemed less than, and I know better. We know better. We respect, love, and also we thank you for your service. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.